Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha, Johnny.
Now, I want to explain a few things. Richard's here as well. And hello, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Also, aloha.
So,
aloha.
Now, our
Barb.
Psychic Gail will be here. She literally went to see the Whitney Houston movie, left early, and is in the process of driving home. She will be here then, you know, soon. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of fill up some time, and then, you know, with me and Richard and everything, and she'll talk about some of the movie. So how are you doing, Barbara and Richard?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting ready for Christmas and last-minute things. I have to go to storage to get a few things, decorations, and I don't like to go to storage after dark because I didn't notice any cameras down the hallways, but I'm going to have to do that after the show, so pray for me that I'm okay.
Oh, you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got my guarantee.
Okay. Well, you're psychic too. You know, you have some ability, so I will rely on that. And other than that, it's okay because we always get our Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, or actually Christmas Day we go get it, because that was my childhood tradition with my dad, because it was Christmas Eve with my mom, and then my dad would get us for Christmas Day, and of course he wants the children to enjoy decorating the tree, so that's what we did every Christmas. Can you believe it? We would put the tree up, we'd go buy it and put it up on Christmas Day. And you know what? How much the Christmas trees were time the price get.
Well, okay. It depends what year you're talking about. I was born in 68,
so let's say 75, you know, when you're in elementary school age.
Oh, a couple bucks. They weren't very
expensive. Yeah, like $5 for a big tree on Christmas Day, everybody. So if you think Christmas trees are too expensive, just go Christmas Day, and you'll be surprised at the deal.
At that time, I was living on Whidbey Island and all that. And I would just go out in my backyard and pick one and cut it.
Oh, cool.
One year I picked one, and it was pretty scrawny. And so the kids and everybody was, that's an awful tree. I said, I'll fix it. So I went out and cut some branches off another one and tied it on there and filled it out. And I said, I'm not going to buy no branches. I'm not going to buy no tree.
I'm curious how Christmas trees at the day. That must have been interesting.
Okay, Dale will be on here in a few seconds. She just came in and grabbed it.
Well, what's so funny is that when you're shopping for the Christmas tree, we're so particular about it. It can't have a spot that's empty, you know, a hole. And it has to be just perfect. Well, you know what? That flies out the window when you're going into your backyard. You know, I mean, you just get what you can get. So I have to hand it to you. Yeah. Cool.
I mean, you know, it's got to have character. You know, it can't be perfect. It's got to have character. And
it's kind of like choosing an animal. You know, you have to feel it. You know, you get a vibe from your Christmas.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, John. I'm so sorry. I have to tell you what happened.
Hello?
Yeah. No, big
deal. I decided to go see Whitney Houston's movie, Let It Dance or whatever. It opened. Mm. Well, I am so bad at math. I thought it was an hour and 46 minutes, but it was 1:46. It was like 3 hours or something like that.
Oh, that's a long one. Wow.
Oh,
was it good? I have not heard about this movie.
This is like one of the best movies I've ever seen. And I missed the ending on purpose because I didn't want to mess up Johnny. In other words, I know how she died, but but the movie, Barbara, I'm telling you, was like the greatest, because the girl, I don't even know her name, who played Whitney, she didn't sing, you know, Whitney sang her own songs, but the girl was so right on, spot on, the way she acted, the way she danced, the way she had the movements down of Whitney was incredible. And
wow.
you could not tell the difference when she was lip syncing between Whitney and her. You cannot tell it. And it was beyond my expectations.
Dale's earphones, is it around here?
Oh, well, I'm looking it up right now.
I have my earphones.
Her name is Naomi.
Is that Dale? No, no.
What?
Do you have Dale's earphones?
What's going on,
James,
Johnny?
Something about earphones.
It's
not me.
Couldn't unmute. Yeah.
They're all talking. I have my earphones right here. I don't want them.
Why are we screening to where we hear it all? Johnny, can you put that stuff on mute?
No, listen, it's not me. It is not me. I promise.
No, it's my husband who wants to put my earphones on, and I don't want to put it on. I have it on speaker, and I'm just fine. I'm just fine. So,
let's get back to what we're talking about with the movie. I just looked it up, and the actress's name is Naomi Aki.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I didn't see the ending.
She's about 20, she's about 30, born in 91 in England, and known for being in Star Wars and things of that nature. But, yeah, she's gorgeous, and wow, there's a little clip of her singing. Yeah, great casting.
Today was the opening, so I figured, nothing better to do today but to go see this movie. Everybody's going to be out shopping. Well, I was right. There's only two people in the movie theater. My husband's saying, "You sure it was an hour and 46 minutes?" I said, "Blindfold, wasn't it?"
I thought Richard would go with you. I'm surprised Richard didn't go to the movies with you.
It was more like 146 minutes. That's what it was. 146 minutes, which is how many hours?
2 hours, 46 minutes.
All right. Well, I told Johnny I missed the ending, but that's the way it goes. I know how she died, but it was Barbara. It was done so beautifully. It was, and Clive Davis, I guess he was one of the producers. Does it say that? I mean, it's stuff you would never.
I'm just still looking through everything.
You would never know about Whitney in her early years. You would just never know. You know, that she was kind of bisexual, that Clive Davis was gay. I mean, it's just trippy what came out. It's unbelievable.
Interesting. I can't wait to see it. I really can't. I'm surprised.
You know, I don't want to give it all away, but it's between Elvis Presley's movie that they did, and this one is, oh, my God, they're both so good, the actors are phenomenal, just phenomenal. But anyway, so what's going on with you, Barbara?
Oh, gosh. Well, obviously, I'm always doing last-minute things, no matter what it is. Okay, now it's Christmas. So I'm going to just get more decorations. And I was telling everybody I usually get the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, because that's my tradition that I have always done with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And His girlfriend did come back to the home, so he's not alone. So we're not going to go over there, and they're not going to come over here. We've already been down that road for Thanksgiving.
How is he? Did you tell him to get the operation?
No, he is not really talking about that anymore. I'm not really sure about it. I just don't know. You'd have to know my dad. He's just
you have to
talk about that thing. Sometimes he doesn't.
You have to question.
Can I
didn't I already do that?
Wait, Richard wants to say something. Go ahead, Richard. Talk quick.
You got five callers.
Actually, waiting. She has actually more than that, just so you know.
How do you know, Richard?
I don't know. Just go for it. Richard, just don't say anything. Okay, go for it.
Okay, are we ready for caller?
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah.
Jay, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, everyone. It's Jay from Canada. Thanks for taking my call. Everybody, gratitude to the blessings of the season right now for everyone out there, too, yourself and everybody
else.
Yes,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, too, as well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I guess it wouldn't be Merry Christmas to you. Oh, wow. You must. Oh, goodness. Thank you for calling in. Did you hear my rendition of the new Whitney Houston movie?
Yes, I did. I didn't know there was a movie like that about her, so it was really surprising.
Just came out. I Want to Dance.
Yeah.
What is it, Barbara? What does it say? I Want to Dance with Somebody. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go back to it and look.
And how she was phenomenal. So if you ever get it in Canada, I hope it just opened today in the States, so I hope you guys get it
up
here.
Too.
I'm sure you will.
Correct.
There too? Oh. Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, my question is that it's just it was an update from about a couple of weeks ago in regards to a job that I was actually applying for internally. And, I didn't get the job. I think it was actually kind of rigged in a way. that's where it was at. You gave me so much advice on that. I think Johnny
okay, but
and Barbara
all I know
and yourself.
Is you're, all I know is you're going to get a big job. And it's going to be really soon. So it's like, don't give up. Keep trying.
Nope.
It's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. Yep, for sure.
It is. Don't feel down about it. I know it's that time of year, but don't feel down. You are going to get something even better than what you put out for. I mean, you can't help when you say rigged, you're kind of right because they probably gave it to somebody they knew or somebody internally or something. But all I know is you're going to get something and you're going to be very pleased and you'll call me back and tell me, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I will do that then. Yeah, but thanks so much. Just that's the update there, and I'm grateful for the messages and the encouragement last time I talked to you. So, and thank you much for the encouragement today too. So,
hey, have a happy
again.
New Year.
I'm grateful. Yeah, have a grateful New Year too to all three of you and people on the line too.
Okay. Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead. Go to the next one.
Okay, let's see the next one. Susan, you are on the air talking to Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Why is everybody so down? Barbara, do you see that? Where are you calling from?
I do.
Georgia.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle it. What seems to be the problem besides you being so depressed?
That's okay.
Pardon me?
Good from above.
Somebody translate.
I cannot hear it. I couldn't hear clearly. Please repeat.
Johnny?
No.
Johnny?
Oh. And it was
Johnny.
Johnny,
okay,
I can't hear either.
Okay, Johnny has got to get back on the line. Barbara, do something.
Okay. Or could you just repeat your question, please, ma'am?
I'm looking for love. Trying to
looking
find out
love.
About it.
Okay. Wow. Hey,
where's
Dale? She's looking for love.
Yeah, no, it can't be that general. It has to be specific, okay? I don't know where Johnny is, but he's got to come back on the line. Johnny, you can't go off the line for that long of a time frame.
Sorry.
So this lady has to call back. We cannot hear, nor do we understand the question. So please explain.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, she will call back. She got this. I'll just tell her to call back. And
all right.
Okay.
I'll talk to Barbara for a moment. Go ahead, Barbie. What are you doing for New Year's?
Gosh, I don't even know. Right? I don't know, Dale. I don't know right now. I need to really think about that. gosh, they've been so big lately. Spent a recent one in Germany. So, and I'm missing the Playboy Mansion parties. So since that is over, I guess I got to go figure out something else.
Mm.
I don't
you
like
can't
commercial
go to,
parties, though. You know, where
you can't
go
to the Playboy. You can't go to the Playboy Mansion party? How come?
They're not doing that anymore since Hef died
oh.
so many years ago, like
That's
5 years
reason.
Ago. Yeah.
That's a good reason. Hmm. But I want to do low-key and take Richard out and Blythe. And what we did last year kind of worked out good because Tahoe has tremendous amount of snow. It's great for skiing. It's great for everything. But everybody's crashing everybody because the snow is above the stop signs, so it's pretty bad
wow.
up there, okay? It's a lot of snow. Then what I wanted to tell you, I had to tell you this, in Hawaii, my beautiful other place, and I wanted to say Merry Christmas and Mere Kiriki Maka, which is Merry Christmas in Hawaiian. What I wanted to say is that in Hawaii, they had torrential rains, and they had... When I looked at the report just recently, 20 to 40 foot waves are coming in Sharks Cove, which is one of the major places. The waves took some people and swept them in the ocean. The weather has, the rain has been incredibly bad there, and it's on its way here to the north toward Tahoe a little bit. So I'm hoping we're going to be all right. All I know is if we get that snow, if it turns into snow, oh, my God, it's going to be, look on the news, it will be insane. But the people that are up in Tahoe right now are just not fun. It's just not fun at the moment. They're slammed
up. Oh, wow.
Up.
Well, I was thinking, Dale, that maybe the rain is a good thing, though, to clear out the air from the volcano.
No,
ash.
That's Hawaii. That's Hawaii that has the rain. Not Tahoe.
Okay. You started off with Hawaii, and my mind wandered. Sorry about
that. Yeah, Tahoe has all snow, and there's like 4, 5, 6 feet of snow, something like that. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. Okay.
Who has the rain? Hawaii?
All right.
Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope that everybody has their food and is hunkered in and has a wonderful white Christmas, but just go get your supplies, everybody, and be prepared for that.
Really, 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 because I do know that here we have all our supplies. We're good. I mean, you know, we're really good, and we're going to have a great Christmas, so I'm looking forward to that. I really am. But anyway,
okay.
I'll go to the next caller, Johnny.
Well,
go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, the lady texted me. Her voice is not that good tonight, so maybe she'll call it another night. The next one is Caroline. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hello. It's actually Carolyn. There's a difference. Hello. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I apologize for Johnny. Okay, go ahead. Carolyn,
no, it's okay. My good friends call me Carolina, but anyway, I am a first-time caller, and I feel nothing happens by chance, as you all know, and I give you all absolute permission to tune into me, who I am and where I am, and but to be specific, let's just say I've had a lifetime of challenges. I'm a
worker. Sweetheart. I don't want to know anything about you.
I hear you.
Screen the
oh,
call.
I'm sorry.
Okay. What you're doing is
when I'm sorry. Let me continue. I don't want to. My question is, it was just predicating the question that now I have another just unbelievably overwhelming challenge. And if you need more specifics, which you just said you don't want,
ma'am, hello. I need you to be quiet for a moment, okay? First of all, what city are you calling from?
I said that. I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Could you repeat that, please?
What city are you calling from?
I'm in North County, San Diego.
Okay, got that. Now, if you would be quiet
for
a moment.
You're both in California, too, I think.
if you would be quiet for a moment, this is not how I work, by you telling me everything. So I need you not to say anything, okay? What I see
yeah.
about you is you've been going from hell to high water. 1 minute you're really good, the next minute it's not so good, the next minute it's all right. And you've been, you know, really, it's been rough on you, very rough. There have been people that have passed, you know, in there are people that have been, that have passed. You are trying to make decisions on where to go and what to do. And have you, did you move yet? Have you moved yet?
Oh my goodness, you are spot on. No, I'm trying to find a haven, and but I
okay,
just
don't tell me.
Well,
yes,
just tell
you, I am
water.
Spot on. I am
spot,
spot
on.
That's why you,
you
called
are.
A psychic, not for you to talk. Okay, if you want to talk, call a shrink. All right.
No.
Spot.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, yes, you are going to find your place. You, I don't think it will be in San Diego. It could be in the outskirts or something of that sort, but you are going to find a place to live. You are going to get a house with the help of some people because you're definitely going to need some help. You, I don't see a man around you. How come?
I thought you didn't want to know. Oh, my goodness. Let's just say my former is on his third wife. I have major health issues. Let's just say my former is on his third.
Third what?
Wife.
What does that mean? Your former
he's
is on
his
third
wife. He's been married
three times.
Oh, you're
I'm
on
sorry.
Your third.
I'm trying to answer your question. This happens. I'm so sorry that there's interference. Well, I'm 79 years old and very poor health. Let's just say that.
Okay, I got it. Well, I wish you well, and I wish you better with your health issues. But, you know, if you want a full reading, you can call me at 808-372-1816. All I can say is this much. Things are going to work out for you. It's going to get better, and some of your health problems are going to get a lot better, too. So you're just going to hang in there and do the best you can do. And that's all I can say right now, okay?
Thank you. I just want to thank you so much. And I will get your number, but I, as I said, I was a first-time caller, and the audio was breaking up, and honestly, you were speaking over one another. So I don't really know to whom I'm speaking at this point.
At this point, you're speaking to the psychic, Dale, sure.
I'm sorry, your name again? It breaks up every time you
Dale?
Say your name.
Dale? In fact, I'll make it easy for you. I'm
Dale,
D-A-Y-L-E, Dale.
Got it.
Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. Dale Shears with an S. Dale, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com is my website to look me up, okay?
I will find you. Thank you so much. And blessings of the season to you all. And
you
I
too.
Loved your movie review. That was that was wonderful.
Thank you. I'm glad. I wish I got to see the end, but that'll happen. Okay.
No, I'll give you some feedback. You will. And it won't
thank
be through your psychic, but you will. Okay. Blessings to you all, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye. Barbara?
Yes.
I think we should be movie reviewers.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know about it, Dale. You're so up on that
stuff.
Well,
you don't know about a lot of things.
Too.
Sometimes you don't turn on the TV. You just don't know.
I know. This movie is
well,
epic.
Did you know
Weinstein's
coming out with a movie, too?
No, I hope
Harvey
he's not
Weinstein.
Getting any of the money.
No. They're making a movie about him. He'll be out probably next week.
He's
now, that's
going to
be interesting.
What's that going to be, a porn show?
Pardon me?
Is that going to be a porn show?
Is it going to be a
why,
movie? I know, it's going to be a movie.
Stars that he tried to molest or did molest and rape.
Well, actually,
they
you
were
got
not
wait.
Porn stars.
Wait.
Actors.
I'm going to cut y'all short on this. I have been in movies and television for many years. And he is like, excuse me, can you get the dog? It's all these big producers and stuff like that. He's not the only one that does this. I have literally seen producers proposition women and children and young people, and they'll give them a role. And they go for it. Some do, some don't. He got caught. He's not the only one. They should all be in jail. You should see what goes on. I was a blackjack dealer. You should see what goes on in the casinos, behind the casinos. It's the same thing. You
know.
It's
remember my golf tournament? I mean, this is recently.
Yeah.
It happened then.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, it definitely happens. And, you know, he got caught. And I'm sure he did everything that they said he did. But I have known producers personally who've done things, you know, well, if you do this, in fact, when I was young, I'll have to tell you a story. I knew Johnny Carson very well. I used to hang around the studio at NBC, and I used to watch the shows, and I'd be up in the lighting booth and stuff like that. But I'll never forget one guy coming over to me, propositioning me then when I was younger, and asking me, oh, do you want to go to bed with me? I'll make sure you go to bed with Dean Martin. Hello? I could care less about Dean Martin, you know?
Uh-oh.
So, you know, it just goes on.
Well,
it goes on and on and on.
The person they are with, these guys, that is another thing they use. Like, Hugh Hefner had some friends that he had to banish because they were saying, hey, just do what I say. Do something to me, and I'll introduce you, and I'll get you in.
Of course.
And Hef found out, and that guy was banished for, like, 20 years.
Well, you know, as I said, I'm not saying Weinstein doesn't deserve what he's gotten, and I'm sure he does. But there's just a lot of other people and producers and directors who do the same thing. It's just they're not caught. It's that, you know, it just is. Okay. Barbara, do you want to answer that?
Are being caught, though.
Okay. Where are we at?
All right.
Johnny?
The callers? Okay, the next caller is Melania. You are live on the air with psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Gail. I'm Melania. I'm calling from Harford County in Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you getting a lot of snow up there, darling?
It was a lot of wind earlier this morning. I thought I was going to lose electricity, but thankfully we didn't. But it's kind of warm, so it doesn't feel like winter.
That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, it's very weird. It's not normal.
How can I help you?
I was wondering about my love life, but do you want something specific, or is it okay to just
general? Make it specific, please.
I keep thinking about a guy that I've spoken to last year, and our communication has been pretty off, and I was wondering if you ever reconcile.
Unfortunately, sweetheart, no. He's on to other things. I guess you didn't read the signs in the road, but he has someone else. So, no, not him. But as far as you meeting someone else, yes, that's going to happen within the next 3 to 4 months. And I see a J in the guy's name. He's really sweet, really kind, and really nice. And you meet him through a friend of a friend. And, you know, it's just like I want to say, don't turn down any invitation, none whatsoever. You know, if anybody asks you out, don't turn anything down. You got that?
Even if it's like one-on-one?
Yeah, sure. That's the same thing. Yeah, no, definitely. Don't turn anything down. It's all good. What do you do, writing some stuff? What are you doing?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, no. What do you do? I see you writing technical stuff or writing. What are you doing?
Oh, right now I'm writing down what you say, if that's what you're talking about. But what I do in general, I work for the state, and I'm about to go to school soon this upcoming spring.
Well, that's where I see the writing. That's where I see the writing. That's it's good. You work for the state, and you're going to go to school for what?
For forensic psychology.
Are you saying forensic?
Yeah, forensic psychology.
They actually, that explain that to me, what that is. It's very interesting. What is that?
So you could, well, I'm going for my master's, and if I like it, I'll consider going for my doctorate. But with my degree, if I end up completing it and getting certified, I could work as a jury selector if I want to, or I could work in any corrections and work as a therapist there.
But you said forensic. Doesn't that have to deal with death?
Yeah. So people do think that, and generally speaking, like for other professions, such as like forensic doctor or forensic dentist, so that you'll work with dead people. But with psychologists, you work with people that are alive, but it's certainly a mix of psychology and the study of law. So sometimes they use forensic psychologists to do psychological assessments in court. So you're kind of like the third party.
Oh, I see. If somebody maybe killed somebody, you want to do something about them?
Sure. Like sometimes if there's someone got murdered, that could be a case. But also they also do custodial court cases. You can help them out as well, or even immigration cases. So it's not always around death.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. May I say this much? You're going to pass the flying colors.
Thank you.
For sure. Okay, you doubt yourself. You doubt yourself, and you shouldn't, because you're going to do very well, and you're going to pass the flying colors. And so just look at that and look and see that, you know, you're going to be all right. Definitely.
Yeah, that was definitely my second go-to question about career, because I've been...
Yeah, and what about a guy? There's somebody with a guy.
I'm talking to guys. I think the one I asked you about, he's the one I've been thinking about the most, but it's been a while since he's spoken. But there's two at work, but I mean, I don't know where it's going to lead. It's more like friendship. So.
Well, I think you should just take it slowly, one day at a time. And if it's meant to be, it will be. And I believe that you have a very good chance with this person. So just hang in there. It's going to be all right, you know, not to be concerned.
Okay. Well, that's okay. What I look forward to.
You're not married yet, are you?
No.
How old are you, sweetie?
30.
Okay. By the time you're 32, I believe you will be married. So, but this forensic thing is just incredible, what you're telling me. I didn't even know there was such a thing. But all I do is I see you passing all the tests with flying colors. So the only thing you need to really brush up on is your math.
My what?
Math, M-A-T-H, math.
My math? Oh, I love math. Yeah. Oh, that's
good. That's something I'm not really good at, obviously. But, hey, I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, Barbara.
Thank you.
Yes.
Barbara? Do me a favor. Would you give out my phone number and my website, please?
Oh, sure. Okay, everybody, get your pencil out. Psychic Gail Shears, direct line is 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. This is the number you can call anytime throughout the week to book your private long session with our beloved psychic Dale Shear, which I'm sure that they can benefit a lot from a longer private session. What do you think, Dale?
Well, for sure. Yes. For sure.
What are the benefits?
And, the same benefits I use when I talk to every psychic needs a psychic. So a lot of times I'll use my cards, or I will do, you know, call a very good friend in Hawaii that is psychic and say, hey, what do you think? And we would just kind of brush it up. It gives you very good insight. Forewarned is forearmed, or forearmed is forewarned. So if you know something ahead of time, it's better you know all the facts so that you can make an intelligent decision.
I like it better than, like you said earlier, go to a psychologist or a counselor if you want to talk. But I like this so much more. It's one layer deeper or many layers deeper than just talking to a psychologist.
That's very true. A lot of people use psychics instead of psychologists. But, I mean, you know, it's just like we have counseling. I've done counseling on thousands of people in Hawaii and all over the world. So, you know, we have our skills. We've learned. You know, definitely. I mean, may not have that degree in psychology, but I've known so many psychologists that are so screwed up, it's just unreal. Or, you know,
I know
it is.
It's not crazy. It's true.
Yeah,
they're
they are.
Known for that.
They're more screwed up. They're very screwed
actually,
up. But,
you know,
and you do it.
Whenever I tell people that have my father's a psychiatrist, and the people who know him say, well, he needs one. Yeah.
That's funny. Hey Johnny, what are you doing for Christmas and New Year's?
Everyone is here, and it's been you know, I have a present for my parents. I generally get them a gift that they can play with the grandkids with, and it's a robot, and it's been sort of a nice relaxing. I get so, it's like every year around the Christmas time, I feel like I'm the guy, Ralphie in the movie Christmas Story, who wants the BB gun, because it just
you don't want that. No, we don't want BB guns. Okay, what are you doing? Are you doing anything? Barbara, are you, you know what I thought of doing, and we did this last year, it was kind of fun, with all the people out there and planes being delayed and flights being canceled and all kind of things happening. I like staying, you know, around Tahoe and Gardnerville and all that. I enjoy it. So what I thought we're going to do is around 4:30, 5 o'clock, just go over to the Olive Garden, get something to eat, and then go home and watch the festivities.
Oh, that sounds nice. Just, yeah, calm. Mm-hmm. Well, what we're going to do, I was going to ask you, what should I cook? Because my daughter, she's a meat and potatoes, but she doesn't like the stews that I love making in the crock pot. And she doesn't really like the big roasts with all the potatoes. Maybe just a steak dinner. She wants mashed potatoes. That's all she said. So what do you think would be good for a holiday dinner?
Oh, to make?
Yeah.
Make something? Well, I'm making for Christmas, I'm making turkey, stuffing. You know, and little, you know, sweet potato pie, all that stuff. But I'm making it a day before. My husband mentioned I should make it the day before so we can eat it and then open our presents and have fun. That's what I'm making, you know.
Maybe
but,
I should
mean,
make a ham.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. You take some brown sugar, just put it at 325. Have a cooked ham. It's already cooked and you just got to heat it up. And put some brown sugar on it and all over it. And then at 325 or 350 for about half hour, 30 minutes or so, it should be all cooked up and warmed up. And then you can have some sweet potatoes and, you know, a vegetable, and that's all good.
Oh, that's going to be great. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you. And I didn't know how to do it. So thanks. And you also taught me how to cook a turkey really well. It was the best one yet. So, hey, maybe
I'm
people
good at
can
that.
Call you for your recipes.
I love cooking. I just love it. And I think most psychics do. It just would take us out of our other world and puts us into this, but I love cooking. And the sweet potato pie and all, that's easy to make. You know, you can if you want to just kind of fake it and just get two cans of yams, you know, big ones,
yeah,
and just mash them up, drain the water, mash them up, and put a little bit of brown sugar in there and orange juice and some marshmallows later. I mean, and cook it at, say, 350 for about a half hour or 325 at a half hour, and then put I'm not going to tell you about the marshmallows because set your house on fire.
No, because no, I
you'll
need to know about the marshmallows. I have to have those on.
Okay, I don't want you to set your house on fire. Knowing you, you probably will, but you would put at the end, when it's all done, you know, in a half hour, pull it out of the oven, put some marshmallows all over it, and then leave the oven door open So you can put it on broil for about a minute or two, and that's how you make the marshmallow.
Hey, that's easy. You know, I'm actually a very good cook as well. Don't worry. I really am. So I didn't know that about the marshmallows because I didn't watch Michelle do it for Thanksgiving, but it was so good. And now I know how.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No, but I have caused my oven to catch on fire I don't know how many times putting those marshmallows in. You got to really watch it. You can't turn your back. You can't. I mean, you have to watch it. It'll be brown real quick, and then you pull it out, and then you got a great sweet potato pie. In fact, what I ordered this year, for the very first time, I ordered a sugar-free apple pie with, you know, one of those crumbs on top. Man, it's delicious. It's delicious. But anyway, I ordered that.
Good tip.
Huh?
Thank you for the great tips.
Okay.
All right, Johnny, do we have another one?
We will certainly do. Brooke, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Fine. I'm great. How are you, Brooke?
Where
are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, from Florida. Mm. How's the weather out there?
It's pretty nice. It's got a little bit of a chill at night, but it's doable. We have had some overcast, but it's temporary.
I mean, I love Florida. I love Hawaii, but I'm not in love with it at Christmas, New Year's time. I'd rather have the cold and the snow and the flurries and watch Lifetime and watch Hallmark and have a ball with it than, you know, have the warm weather.
I've had enough warm weather throughout my life, or cold weather through my lifetime. I grew up in Park City, Utah, and
I can understand. But I do both. I used to go up and back to Hawaii once a month, so, you know, I do both. But anyway, how can I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm just calling, you know, maybe get some clarity. I'm kind of at a crossroads, and I've been in purgatory for a minute, and I don't really know what direction I'm supposed to go.
Okay, are we talking work or love life?
It's everything. It's all at once. I call it the season of Job.
Okay, I can't do a full reading because this
yeah.
is just a specific question. So make it
well,
as
definitely
specific
work.
As...
Work is more important. I mean, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
What type of work do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Well, I can imagine why you're upset. A very, very, very. Do you want to change jobs or do you want to change hospitals or places?
I've been doing it for 22 years. It's all I really know. It puts food on the table,
uh-huh.
but I am just completely burnt out. I watch people being neglected.
What about being a nurse and
poor managed?
What about being a nurse and doing caretaking? What about caretaking a person?
Oh, I've done that for from 2003 to 2014. I was a one-on-one ventilator and trach nurse.
Okay, I'm talking about privately. I'm talking about, you know, if somebody calls and needs some help.
Yeah.
You'd be good at that. I don't see as much as it's rough on you, and it is, and God bless you for doing what you do. All I could say is I don't see you getting out of it. You need some time off. You definitely need, vacation time of some sort. And I know it's rough right now with all the illnesses that are going around, the flu and COVID and everything else. I know it's rough on you. So if you can find a way to get some time off for about a week or so and just disappear into the woodwork, I think you'd feel a lot better.
Yeah, that tends to be my MO. I tend to, retract for several weeks at a time when I can, just to get away.
But that's where you are right now. It's been very rough on you, very rough on you, and you've helped a lot of people. But just think of the karma and all the good you're doing and all the wonderful things you are doing and helped you get into the pearly gates a lot quicker than, you know, doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's so going to run me into the pearly gates, too.
I understand that. That's why you need the time off. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. Isn't there, are you married right now?
No, I'm not.
I didn't see a man around you. I was going to say, there seems to be a doctor that has his eyes on you. Are you aware of it?
No, because I don't interact with any of the doctors.
But you will. I don't care if you're sitting down and eating. There's going to be a man that is a doctor that takes an interest in you, that's going to befriend you and be a really good friend with you. And it may lead to some sort of romance. So I see that going on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you need some.
It's a policy not to date doctors, so that's really funny.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, hey, if you both work in the same area, it's fun. It's okay.
Yeah, there's usually
okay.
Manhookers.
You need,
but that's
you
all right.
Need to get it. You need to get away. You need to get away for about a week or so, and just go on a cruise. Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right out of Florida.
You know, yeah. You know what? You were talking about Hawaii earlier, and I don't know if that's talking to my spirit or not. But my daughter had just asked me about it, and we were just talking about buying like a vacation, like some land for a vacation place for just to be
well,
a place
the only
to go
problem
and be alone.
Is you need millions to do it in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's so expensive. It's ridiculous. I mean, to get two bags of groceries, I mean, we would get in Nevada to get, you know, five bags of groceries, you end up with two bags of groceries. I mean, it's very expensive. Land is very expensive. Unless you have the money, land is extremely expensive. Even on the outer islands or wherever you go, it's just very high price. And rentals are expensive. So it's unless you, I don't know, Richard, do you have any words of kindness for that?
Well, I don't know. And Hawaii is wonderful, but the money factor is big. And they are playing games with the rentals over there. The government
can be any worse than it is here.
Yeah,
it is.
But I agree with you on the nursing thing. You need to get away. Get away for a week or two, you know. Take a cruise or something. Yeah.
Yeah, take a cruise. You're in Florida. Take a cruise for 7 days.
Yeah.
And you will be very well catered to on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
You
can go
Royal
in and play the quarters at slot machines.
Well, I could use some good luck. I could use some good luck.
Well, yeah, but it's nothing wrong with I've taken 15 cruises and out of Florida. I love it, you know, and I think one of my favorite places to go to is Aruba. But they have 4-day cruises. They have 5-day cruises. They have 7-day cruises. And they're very cheap right now. They're extremely cheap. So what else did you want to know about Hawaii? Anything else about Hawaii?
I don't know. My family, my children, as far as the unity, as far as like the places I've been and places I've worked, that's the one place that everybody can agree on. So I don't know.
It's a great place to go. Who can afford it? Mm. You know, it's really crazy. It's since Richard and I have left there, which was a couple of years ago, it's gone crazy. It's gone wild.
Yeah.
I mean, Do you know anybody there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have family out there on my dad's side and cousins.
Oh, well, that helps.
Go live with the family.
Don't take the garage.
Take the patio. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, live in the arboretum.
We're not kidding. Where do they live?
Yeah.
Big Island?
They live in Oahu.
And then in Oahu, where? Which part?
North,
south, or what?
South.
South Shore. They by Waikiki, or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can rent a place there. I'll be honest with you. If you wanted to become a nurse in Hawaii, you could do it in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the job, they need nurses there like crazy. You know,
they do.
And,
they really do.
Yes. So, and the only thing is getting a place to live. Maybe with your friends, can your relatives can help you?
Sure.
Possibly. Definitely possibly. I know that there was a contract just recently that was set out for including housing for $4,000 a week.
For what?
For nursing contracts to go out there, and they include the housing, but it's $4,000 a week to go out there.
Is that what they pay you?
Yeah, the contract is to pay you.
Wow. Okay, go. Go.
Go.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Don't look back. Just go. Because it's the greatest place in the world to live.
Okay.
Great place to raise your kids. It's everybody is loving and caring, and you have to really research the locals and what it's like to be with the locals. I mean, not to have the white man's mentality, but to have the local. I mean, you have to understand Hawaii is 80% Oriental, and the white man comes third, you know? You have Filipino, you have everything else. But it's a great place to live. That's all I can tell you. I'd still be there right now, but I love Nevada, too. So, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah. Well, Nevada's pretty nice. My son likes it out there. I found out I have a sister out in Nevada, brand new sister. I think she's 50-something. She's a Vietnam. We just found out about her.
I can tell you one thing. The one thing that drove me crazy about Hawaii, the only thing, that you can only go around the island so many times before you get island fever. So, I mean, you know, you can drive around it. And then, you know, get a little crazy after a while. That's why I like Nevada. You can drive thousands of miles and not even see a car sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, I like boats, too, so that's my only... The only caveat, I'm like, it doesn't matter as long as I'm near the ocean, so I can go sailing.
Yes, and that's Hawaii. I had a boat there for many years, but we have Lake Tahoe up here. You have a gorgeous lake, and it's huge, and you can go boating out on the lake, too. But if you have relatives in Hawaii, I would say go for it, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Call us back. Well, let us know what you do.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's what we call, Barbara, that's what we call in Hawaii, it's called talking story. That's the local expression. It's called talking story. That means telling.
I love learning things like that from you about Hawaii, and I just am drawn there as well. But when you and Richard were telling her about it, sorry about the birds, I had this feeling the way she was reacting was that she would be one of the ones out there that could afford living there. And somebody's got to be able to afford it. That's amazing how much nurses make out there. Wow.
Well, that's actually, in order to live in Hawaii comfortably, you need $10,000 a month, I'll be honest with you. In fact, my husband and I were just talking about it.
Well, she probably makes 20.
That's true. Being a nurse, she'd probably make a lot, you know, but...
a lot of hours.
Well.
Yeah, but Hawaii needs nurses like crazy. They are really crying for nursing, you know.
And she has a family there. Perfect. You know, that's why I love it when people call in to talk to you, because they're on a path, but they aren't really sure about it. And then when they hear just talking to you because you're talking psychic, things that you feel, then the conversation is more than just a conversation. So then they start to be like, hey, you know what? I am on the right path.
That's cool. You had to go back to Hawaii. We had to get there eventually one day.
Because you have a different technique. We've had so many psychics on. I'm talking. And you have a different technique. And I love it. It's my favorite. It's conversational. Except for, you know, you have to tell them, hey, don't get
but
me.
But
it is
conversational. But same token, I'm seeing as I speak to them. I'm seeing within. I'm different. I'm unique. You know, I'm one of the top psychics, 100 top psychics in America. There's been a book written about it, but I have my own way of doing things and my own way of seeing things, and my accuracy is pretty high. So, I mean, I'm not 100%, but, you know, good 85%.
No, and you were talking earlier about how psychics, they have their skills as well, and they learn and they are trained. You had one of the best, Peter Kirkos.
Yes.
That you were
best
not
teachers
just
in the world.
Taught by him, but really good friends too, right?
Yes. I lived with him and stayed with him for about a long time, 6 years. And on top of that, he sent me to his teacher, was Dr. Andre Puharich, and he worked for the government, so I worked with the government as well. So I totally got a very good feel for it. But right now, I'm a natural psychic. I'm not trained. I'm just naturally do it on my own. Just like watching Whitney Houston, she was a natural singer. She's just like, nobody taught her anything. She did, you know.
But aren't there pointers or who knows? I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall with a conversation with you and another psychic, like a high profile leader.
It's so funny. It's so funny because the friends that I have that are psychic are not professional psychics. They're just normal people. And that we finish each other's sentences and we go, you know, we just do all kinds of things that it's great. We finish each other's sentences and we're just always seeing, like, and to give you an idea, it's like two psychics. I used to hear this joke for Richard Ireland, but two, and you may not get it, but two psychics are walking down the street and they recognize each other and they go, hi, and they go, how are you, to the gentleman, and he's a psychic, and he goes, I'm fine, how are you? And then next thing you know, they start ridding each other. They start, you know, just start ridding each other, and that's what psychics do.
Yeah, oh, I love having friends like that, too, the kindred spirit friend. But, hey, then I pride myself with being friends with you because we totally click, and that must mean I'm pretty in tuned.
Oh, you're very in tune. You're beyond in tune. And, yes, you are psychic. You know, you are.
Cool.
We have so much in common that it's ridiculous. But anyway, okay, Johnny, was there anybody else?
Yes, there is. Did you want to take one more caller?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Patricia, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hello, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. Hmm. What can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. I would like to travel next year, throughout the year, I want to visit out of the country, Mexico.
Okay, what is your question, dear? What is your question?
Yes.
You're running on time.
Yes. Would it be good for me to travel, say, starting in spring, summer, fall, say 3 weeks at a time?
Well, it depends on where you're going. You know, that is a question I would say. You're safe. I don't see anything happening to you. But I would say if you really want to know in depth on the travel, you probably should call me for a mini reading or something at home. And my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, Shears.com. And my phone number is 808-372-1816. So if you want to call me, you know, we could go step by step into each designation you want to go to and see the safety of it at that time. Okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Anyway, I can't really answer her question because she had so many places she wanted to go that I can't just zap and say, yeah, it'll be fine. I mean, you're
oh,
like
yeah.
in a world war.
Oh, that was a good ending, because then everybody got to hear how to get a hold of you for the private readings, which you're available, probably not on Christmas Day, but hey, everybody,
no.
this is the time, the depression, the wondering, the loss, the feeling of loss they're feeling. This is the time to, I know you don't call yourself a counselor, but sometimes
I
you
do.
Are.
I counsel. I do counsel
yeah.
people as well. You
yeah,
know,
you
but
do.
Anyway, Johnny, what I wanted to know next Friday is what, is that, the,
it
what
day? Is December 30th. It's the day before New Year's Eve.
Are we going to all do a show then? Or then, I mean, it's
I
okay with
so.
Me.
This is the day
okay
before Christmas,
that?
Even we, I think
yeah.
that's kind of the same thing. Sure. Yeah, that'll be great,
and,
everybody.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I left anybody standing. Did I leave anybody standing?
I mean, we have some more people waiting, but I haven't seen them yet.
Well,
so.
Okay. Well,
we
I'll
have
be
a few more people. It's up to you, right, Johnny? I mean, we can go over since it's Christmas time.
Do
yeah.
you want to
if
go
you want,
to
no.
another one?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
No.
Okay.
Next
okay.
week.
Yeah, we have
yes.
people waiting. Let me just say, people, we care about you, listeners, our listeners. Of course we do. So you didn't get on live here. Well, call up Dale. You probably have a few different options, right? Do you have, like, packages?
Or they can call next Friday, no problem, and they'll get on. We'll put them on first. That's the way
okay.
We'll do it. And they can tell Johnny who they are and their name, and if they want to call next week, and we'll put them on first. But I want
right
to say,
now.
Hey, I want to say Merry Christmas to Barbara and Johnny, and I wish you the best and a happy
mm-hmm.
new year. And to my friends in Hawaii, Mere Kadiki Baka, Merry Christmas. I don't know how to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year in Hawaii. And
Happy New Year.
That. No, in Hawaiian. And Oahu. We're celebrating in Nevada we have some snow, and it's nice, and it's cozy, and we have a fireplace, and we have all kind of wonderful Christmas presents, so it'll be fun.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm heading out to go buy a record that you play on a record player, because I got my daughter, who's 15, a record player, and we want to test it out, I'm sure, when she opens it, but it's so cool because they're very
Where are you going to buy a record? I have a record player, and I have records, but where it's left over from the 60s, but it's good.
I see Dale. I see them always at the thrift. I see them always at the thrift shop. Like Goodwill, there's always a few. Yes.
But I want to warn you, Barbara, today is Friday. A lot of stores have closed early because of the holidays. So before you go, make a phone call, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm just going to go out anyway. Goodwill is right around the corner. I'm going to go get what you said. I'm going to get the ham. I'm going to get the things like that.
Make sure it's cooked ham. Make sure it's already cooked, okay? You just want to warm it up, okay?
Okay. That'll be easy.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Well, you all mean the world to me. Johnny, Dale, Richard, Merry Christmas to you, my beloved, valued friends. And I just love what I do with you guys.
And I love what I do with you guys, too. And, Johnny, it's okay that I miss the ending of the movie. I'll catch up on it eventually.
All right. Okay.
Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.